This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Hump Day.
Yes.
Steve Miggs, if you had to listen to one song with the word hump in it, would you go with My Humps or The Humpty Dance?
Oh, crap. My first thought was going to be Gwen Stefani, but I forgot about... What the hell is that guy's name? From the Digital Underground.
Yes. Gosh, what is his name?
With the nose. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
I feel like that's your pick.
Oh, what the hell is that guy's name? Shock G?
Yes.
I think. Yes. May he rest. I believe he passed away. So may he rest in peace.
Is that the song you'd go with for Hump Day?
Yes.
The Humpty Dance.
And if he didn't pass away, I hope he's still resting in peace.
No, he did.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're good. Thanks. So enthusiastic over the both of you. Yeah, he did.
Look at Danny.
He's dead.
He's informing the Rockaholics before we've even begun informing the Rockaholics.
I mean, I don't even think we need to inform the Rockaholics. I think we know everything we need to know.
Let's get to the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Do the hump, the hump. Watch me do the hump, the hump.
Oh, do me, baby.
Isn't that, that was Tupac's first... like exposure to the masses.
Oh my God.
I think he was like one of his dancers.
That's a pretty cool claim to fame, honestly.
I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, like Tupac got his first start with Digital Underground. It was part of the Humpty Hump.
That's what it looks like.
I
never heard of the Digital Underground before today, and I've seen there's so many members of it because apparently they changed members with each tour and album that they did.
Oh, of course, Danny. Come on.
Duh.
I mean, why don't you know these things?
Mm.
Hold on, here we go.
Oh.
That is a filthy bass line, though.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'm drinking a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name
His name is Humpty.
Pronounced with a Humpty, yo lady.
Okay, we're good. I give up. I don't know what else to do.
We're already unhinged.
We are. You know why? Because the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is National Stress Awareness Day. I don't know what to do to deal with your stress. Maybe it's listen to the Digital Underground. Maybe it's eating a ridiculous amount of food. But for some Americans, I think they're stressed because of, well, they woke up to this news.
We are now projecting that the next president of the United States is Donald Trump.
He will reclaim the White House. The 45th president of the United States will become the 47th president of the United States, being elected for non-consecutive terms, a feat that has not been achieved since Grover Cleveland did it back in 1892.
That's a crazy stat.
That is.
And
I didn't know that.
When is that guy going to bust into the I get high with a little help? That voice. That voice was on another level.
Like Joe Cocker.
It was a total Joe Cocker voice. I was like, damn, dude, what's going on with you last night? What the hell happened to your throat? Anyways, Donald Trump, I don't know why I'm picturing like the blue raspberry Kool-Aid guy busting through a blue wall, but they, you know, everyone's talking about how he busted through the blue wall. And that's what happened. Reclaiming the White House. Big victories in some battleground states. The New York Times has Donald Trump at 277 electoral votes. And it's not just the electoral votes that he ended up winning. It's also the popular vote as well, because he had over 70 million people voting for him. And Kamala Harris, 224 electoral votes and about 65 million as of right now. But they said there's 37 electoral votes left, and they're most likely going to go to Trump as well.
On a local level, Democrat Bob Ferguson was elected Washington's next governor, defeating Republican Dave Reichert. The Associated Press called the race last night, though Reichert will not concede until all of the votes are counted. Bob Ferguson has been Washington's attorney general since 2013, and he wants to address public safety, the fentanyl crisis, housing, healthcare, and make some improvements to our ferry system. Maria Cantwell is leading the race for U.S. Senate here in Washington, and if reelected, she will retain her Senate seat for a fifth consecutive term.
Ferguson also needs to figure out what the hell's going on with our Seattle Kraken. I know he's figuring out the ferry and all the economy and things like that, but I don't know what the hell is happening. Four straight losses, including last night to those dumb Colorado Avalanche. They end up losing 6-3. Avalanche run a 3-game losing streak. So, hey, thanks, Kraken, for helping them break that.
Wow.
Kraken are now 5-8-1. Had a good start to the season. Things haven't been going all that well recently. And they're back home on Friday night to take on the Vegas Golden Knights.
I can say with 100% confidence that none of my farm animals have ever gotten drunk. Okay. But there is a video of a drunk pig that has made the rounds on TikTok. Her name is Strawberry, and she lives in Colorado. Her owners had a bunch of leftover beer from the 4th of July just sitting around in their garage, and she found it. She broke into the cans, drank a bunch of it, and of course they had to pull their phones out and start filming it, because that's what you do for likes.
Oh my God.
Look how many she killed. Like, this is gone, that's gone, that's gone.
Strawberry.
What did you do?
Probably drunk too.
It's like, this beer ain't gonna drink itself.
And if you're curious whether or not she was hungover the next day, they said she was fit as a fiddle the next morning.
Oh, yeah. You know, Peppa and her family, they get wasted all the time on Peppa's adventures. Next day, they're completely, especially George. He's a little guy, but he can put down a few. He can put down at least 12-pack.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 51 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMV is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. It's up above, and that's what's up.
Has your house ever been used for something like a TV show or a movie?
No, but I would love for that to happen.
Oh, so you would let them do that if they asked?
I would. My wife? Absolutely not. I don't even think there's it would have to be a ridiculous amount of money for her to allow somebody and an entire film crew to come into our house and take over.
Well, this might be something to entice her with. One woman shared how much money she made because her house was used on an iconic TV show. You're going to hear from her at 6:20.
The Daily Make Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered how much someone gets paid when a TV show or a movie wants to use their house? In a new Prime documentary called The House From, there's a woman who tells us what she got paid when Breaking Bad wanted to use her place for Jesse Pinkman's home.
My name is Christine Brennan, and I used to own Jesse's mansion from the Breaking Bad series.
Huh, I thought we were going to cook here.
No, we're not going to cook here. Okay, this is my house.
If they needed to come into the house, they would pay me $500 for the day. If they filmed, they would pay $2,000 a day. And then if they don't film any more than 14 days, I don't have to pay income taxes on it. At that point, my son was in high school and I was able to buy him a car.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think, is they even, I mean, 2,000, I mean, that's a no-brainer. Someone said, hey, here's 2,000 bucks. Can you leave your house for like a few hours? We're like, yep, I'm out. I'm going to go wherever. I don't care. I'll go get lunch, go to the mall. But would you be willing to just bone out and leave your house for $500?
Yes.
Same.
Absolutely.
Right? I was like, that seems like a, honestly, I'm such a big Breaking Bad fan. Oh. If they came to my house, like, I'm like, can I just like hang out and be an extra? Yeah. And then it's, you guys could use my home.
So do you remember that part in Breaking Bad when Jesse Pinkman's parents sold their house?
To be honest with you, I don't remember that. And I love the show. I forgot all about that.
Well, apparently that transaction was never even supposed to happen. So here's the woman who owned it in real life, where she explains how she is responsible for that major shift in the show.
Vince Gillingham was not real happy with me when he found out that I was selling the house mid-season.
Was there, by any chance, scheduled for this afternoon, an open house?
He had already envisioned what the next season was going to be like, and he had to rewrite the script so Jesse's house would be sold in case the new owners didn't allow filming.
Whoa.
Which resulted in Jesse having to move elsewhere because the buyers were going to be in the process of remodeling it.
So he moved the garage. That's bold.
Mother's idea.
That's too funny. I never thought about the fact that, like, if someone wants to sell their home, but it's in the middle of, like, a successful TV show, that could impact the TV show.
Do you think that was part of, like, the selling points when she listed the home?
Yes.
Oh, I would definitely say, hey, look, just so you know, there's a Breaking Bad using this house. You could potentially get a couple $1,000 every so often because you're going to need to take some shots from that house.
Or you could tell everyone that at one point this was a meth lab, okay? This was a real live meth lab.
Wow. Now I'm thinking that the pizza house, Walter White's house, which is, I mean, Danny, have you ever, because you lived in New Mexico.
Yes.
So did you ever go by the,
no.
I know you weren't a Breaking Bad guy.
No, yeah, and that's, you know, it's funny, like people were going, and it was a huge like tour because they have the whole tour, and they would take you by. But then also you could just look up the address, and people would go and actually throw pizzas on the house.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I would be less pissed if people are throwing pizzas on my house if I'm getting a couple $1,000 every so often.
You would think. However, they got very angry, and they would like have police presence. They put up like a huge fence there.
Yeah. I heard that. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I guess I would be a little annoyed if all of a sudden every morning I look up and I'm like, there's freaking pepperoni on our roof again.
And also, what
and
a
cheese.
Waste. What a waste. Especially if it was Dion's pizza.
Exactly. Thank you, Taryn.
No, typically after you eat one slice, you're like, I got to get rid of this pizza. I'm going to chuck it on Walter White's house.
Well, we have a question for you, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had your home used for something interesting? It could be for a TV show, for a movie, anything at all.
I had a friend that once used his home for films of the adult variety.
Oh!
Wow.
Yes. And that was incredible. I had so many questions. And he made pretty decent money. And I was always like, send me the links. He never got me any of the links because I was like, I want to see, like, am I sitting on the couch that was used in a movie? Like, that's kind of crazy.
Bro, I had a friend that had that happen to them as well.
That's nuts.
Yeah, well.
Did they clean the couch afterwards?
It was like a whole thing, like where it was like a party, a college party, if you will. And they brought cameras in and porn stars in. And stuff happened.
Did anyone bring a black light through afterwards?
I would love to run that one by my wife. Hey, babe, we have a chance to make $5,000. We just got to leave the house for a few days.
206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had your home used for something interesting? Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe it's an adult film. We don't care. We want to hear the story about anything. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Sublime.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know if you have ever had your home used for something interesting. It could be for a TV show, a movie, anything. Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK.
And you say anything, and this texture actually has one of the anythings, and that is, when I was a teenager, my neighborhood got used for a police standoff. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Now, see, that I would do in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even if my wife, I'm sure they're like, you have no choice, we're coming into your house and we're using it. But if like cops came in, like, we need to use your house, we need to get camp out on the roof because of something's going on, I'd be like,
Hell yeah.
Come on in.
Do I get one of those deputy stickers?
Can I wear a bulletproof vest?
Can I wear a bulletproof vest? That's the agreement.
Yes.
I just want a sticker. You want to wear a bulletproof vest.
Of course.
Sounds like a plan. Someone else texted and said, my buddy shot a short film at my house before. I had to rearrange everything.
Oh.
And I forgot about this, but one of my wife's family members, I remember we were at their house, and they had those, you know, like the athletic massage guns that are popular nowadays.
Sure.
Like, you know, like the ones.
The Theragun or whatever.
Yeah, they had a few of them. Like, that's cool. Like, yeah, we got these for free because of a company came to our house and wanted to use our house for a commercial. Turns out they had like this big commercial filmed at their house with like Sue Bird was there, and I think Breonna Stewart when she was on the Seattle Storm was there too, all just like hanging out in their house. I'm like, that's so crazy.
Badass.
Yeah, like, that's pretty amazing. Although I thought the best part was that they got the free hookup on these massage guns.
Oh yeah.
And I think they got paid too, obviously, but they were like, here's a couple of these for you guys.
Well, Steve Miggs, I have something cool to tell you. I had a music video filmed in my woods.
What? Really?
Yes. The local band Always Naked, they filmed their song Dirty Face, the video for that, in my woods.
Wow.
And they used my shop as like their kind of home base for setting up, doing makeup and things like that. We had beer, made a whole afternoon of it. It was awesome.
Oh, so you knew ahead of time.
It wasn't like
how it just seems like that's the running joke on your and where you live is that
people just show up
and set up shop and you don't even know for a couple of days.
Then they hit me up and they were like, "Hey, you have woods, right? Can we use your woods?" And I was like, absolutely. And even on the YouTube video, it's like, they give me a little credit for using my woods.
Got woods?
I got woods.
Nice.
Big woods. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you have ever had your home used for something interesting, a TV show, a movie, a music video, anything.
Maybe it's your truck, because Danny was telling us that his truck got used for something once.
Yeah, it was a Disney movie, a Disney Channel movie called Lemonade Mouth. You can find it on Disney Plus right now if you'd like. But it was around the time when I was like doing part-time radio, and I was just like looking to make extra money. And in New Mexico, the film scene was thriving. Mm. So for some reason, I got connected with somebody, and they're like, "Hey, we're looking for vehicles that we can use for this Disney Channel movie." And I was like, "Yes, sign me up." And I had a little Ford Tacoma. Toyota Tacoma at the time, and sure enough showed up at set time, and I just drove through Old Town Albuquerque a few times as they were filming, and you can see my truck in the movie now.
So you were driving it?
Yeah, I was driving it.
Did you get? Are you seeing it at all? Or
you cannot see me.
Did you try and get your face? Like, did you roll the window down and at least put your arm out? Just be like, "Hey, that's my arm, guys."
Unfortunately, they told us no. They have very strict instructions. I almost hit the lead actress, though. I was supposed to. She was supposed to run out in front of my car to cross the street. And
that's a lot of faith to put in a rando. Like, hey, just get close to hitting her. You would think they'd have like a stunt person that knows, no offense,
yeah,
but knows how to drive close to somebody without hitting them. Like, that could have been a disaster.
No, just 22-year-old Danny.
No waiver signed or anything like that?
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Oh, no, she signed a waiver. If she dies, the family can't sue them or Danny, apparently.
Funny enough, though, the next day I signed up and I was in Fright Night because of that movie. Because my truck.
Oh, wow.
And just like, yeah. And it was like the most random like thing ever.
A celebrity truck.
Let's go to New Mexico and let's hang out.
Danny is very famous.
Someone texted and said I had a proactive commercial shot at my house.
What? Oh, like the face stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
All right, here's a weird question. And what about like, you know, like you see sometimes like these like STD commercials.
Sure.
Like what if they wanted to film that at like your place and like you're in the commercial? Would you... Granted, you don't have the STD, but now all of a sudden people are going to see that. And even though they know that you're like just part of a commercial, they might just start making like being like, "Oh, that Tyron, she's totally got chlamydia.
She's the face of herpes."
Yeah.
Well, I thought about the same thing for like ED. Like they come to your house and they're like, they use Steve Miggs as the guy. It's like you're just like sad all the time.
Oh.
It's like, "Oh, you're the ED guy."
Damn right I am.
Everything has a price, Danny. Everything has a price. All right.
If I had to pick between the two, I think I'm going ED over chlamydia.
Yeah, probably.
If I had to pick which. This is a very strange conversation to have, but here we are. What about you, Danny? Are you going to be an ED guy or a chlamydia guy?
Like Taryn said, everything has a price. Depends on how much you're paying me.
All price is about the same. Okay, how about ED is they're going to give you $500. Chlamydia is going to give you $600.
I'll do chlamydia all day.
Also, I said, didn't Steve's wife Sid, our grandpa's place, got used for Pawn Stars?
Yes.
That's rad.
But that was because they were featuring his collection of trains, like the toy trains and clown members. It was crazy.
How much was that worth?
Well, the family believed it was worth more than what the Pawn Stars believed it was worth. They were like, it's too hard to figure out what it's worth because there's just too many moving parts, no pun intended. Yeah. But it was just going to be like, they're like, it would be impossible for us to put an exact price on this collection. After my grandfather, after he passed away, they were trying to figure out if maybe there's a way to, like, you know, sell it. And Pawn Stars came to Washington for that.
If you've never seen that episode, you should go watch it, Taryn, because that train collection is impressive.
Mm. It's insane.
Like, it was like, wow.
Like, if anyone who's a fan of, like, collectible trains, if they saw that episode, their jaw would drop. I mean, we're talking decades of collections. And, like, since Grandpa would spend hours every day just tinkering with it and putting it all together, that garage was just insane.
Speaking of collections, Steve has been collecting wins all year long, Rockaholics. It's very annoying.
Look at you.
That's a segue
that
right
was,
there.
That was smooth as butter.
308 wins, 93 losses, 55 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.